Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
My friends, each day is like a new page, and each month as a new chapter. In this new month, let's take a moment to leaf through the pages of our own life story. I invite you to pause for a moment and reflect on the journey you've traveled so far. Each page is filled with its unique characters, plot twists, and life lessons. Just as an author introduces fresh characters or unexpected plot developments to keep the story engaging, so does God bring new opportunities, challenges, and blessings into your life with each day. Today, God is writing a new chapter in your life as this new month begins, filled with fresh adventures and unexpected blessings. If you believe that God can make a difference in your life this month, let us stand together in faith, believing that God will move mightily in our lives. I am going to delve into the depths of this promise, exploring how God's renewing power is at work in your life. I am also going to pray a powerful prayer with you in the mighty name of Jesus. So watch until the end and open your hearts to receive the blessings of this prayer. My friends, Isaiah 43 verse 19 assures us, "Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." This verse is not just a promise. It's a declaration of the divine work that's about to unfold in your life. Imagine the excitement of an explorer setting foot in uncharted territory, discovering hidden treasures, and blazing a trail where none existed before. This new month is your uncharted territory, and God is your faithful guide, ready to lead you through unexplored avenues of opportunity, growth, and blessings. He's about to carve a path through the wilderness of your challenges and create rivers of abundance in the deserts of your difficulties. So, my friends, as we step into this new month, be filled with anticipation. Embrace the journey with hope in your hearts and faith in your steps. For the Creator of the heavens and the earth is doing a new thing in your life. His blessings are about to unfold like a symphony of joy, and his miracles will spring forth like a well-watered garden in the desert. Trust in his promises, and let your spirit soar with the knowledge that God is bringing forth something beautiful and extraordinary in your life. The promise of doing a new thing is not just about change. It's about a divine shift that aligns with God's perfect plan for you. In the book of Lamentations 3 verses 22 to 23, we are reminded that through the Lord's mercies, we are not consumed because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. This scripture assures us that with every sunrise, with the start of each new month, there's a fresh outpouring of God's mercy and compassion on our lives. The constancy of this divine renewal is a testament to his unwavering faithfulness. Now, let's talk about the road in the wilderness. The wilderness in our lives represents those seasons of uncertainty, challenge, and transition. It's easy to feel lost or overwhelmed when the path ahead seems unclear or when the terrain feels unfamiliar. However, the promise of God making a road in the wilderness is an assurance that even in your most perplexing moments, He is actively working to guide you and to provide a way where there seems to be no way. Consider the story of the Israelites. In the book of Exodus, they found themselves in the literal wilderness, yet in their journey, God did not just provide a road. He became their guide, their protector, and their provider. The pillar of cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night were constant reminders of God's guidance and presence. Similarly, in your wilderness moments, God is forging a path for you, leading you towards a place of promise and purpose. And what about rivers in the desert? A desert is often symbolic of barrenness, dryness, and lifelessness. But the imagery of rivers in the desert speaks of refreshment, life, and abundance in places where it seems least likely. When God promises to make rivers in the desert, He is speaking of revitalizing your most desolate areas, of bringing life where there is dryness, and of providing abundantly in the midst of scarcity. The story of Elijah and the widow of Zarephath in 1 Kings 17, verses 8 to 16, paints a vivid picture of this promise. In a time of severe drought and famine, God miraculously provided for Elijah, the widow, and her household. The jar of flour was not used up, and the jug of oil did not run dry. This narrative is a powerful testament to God's ability to provide rivers.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
Rivers of provision and sustenance in our desert experiences. Also, as you embrace this new month, remember that the new thing God is doing in your life is not just about change. It's about shedding the old and embracing the new with a spirit of expectancy and faith. Romans 12 verse 2 urges us not to conform to the pattern of this world, but to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. This transformation begins in the mind and manifests in our lives as we align our thoughts, actions, and desires with God's will. The story of Saul's conversion in Acts 9 is a profound example of transformational power. Saul, once a persecutor of Christians, encountered Christ and became Paul, a champion of the gospel. This transformation was so radical that it not only changed his life, but also had a ripple effect that influenced countless others. Similarly, the new thing that God is doing in your life has the potential to not just transform you, but also impact those around you in significant and lasting ways. So let us move forward into the new with trust and obedience. As we welcome the new things that God is doing, it's essential to navigate this season with trust and obedience. Trusting in God's sovereignty means believing that He is in control, that His plans are for our good, and that His timing is perfect. Obedience, on the other hand, involves aligning our actions with God's directives, even when they don't align with our understanding or expectations. Consider the story of Noah, in the book of Genesis. Noah was called to build an ark in preparation for a flood that was yet to come. The task seemed illogical and unprecedented, yet Noah chose to trust God and act in obedience. His trust and obedience not only resulted in his salvation, but also in the preservation of mankind. In the same way, as you encounter the new things God is doing in your life, let your trust in his promises anchor you, and let your obedience to his word guide you. My friends, let us take courage to let go and embrace the new. Embracing the new often requires the courage to let go of the familiar, the comfortable, and sometimes the past. Letting go is not about forgetting your history or your experiences. It's about releasing the hold that the past may have on you so that you can fully embrace what's ahead. The story of Ruth is a beautiful illustration of this principle. After the death of her husband, Ruth faced a choice: to return to her familiar past or to embrace an uncertain future with her mother-in-law, Naomi. Ruth chose to let go of her past and step into a new life in Bethlehem. Her courage to embrace the new led to her becoming part of the lineage of Christ. Like Ruth, you are called to have the courage to step into the new season that God is bringing into your life, trusting that his plans are to prosper you and not to harm you, to give you hope and a future. As you experience the new things that God is doing in your life, take time to celebrate his faithfulness and goodness. Celebration is an act of faith that acknowledges God's sovereignty and expresses gratitude for his unwavering presence in our lives. The book of Psalms is filled with verses that call us to celebrate God's goodness. Psalm 100 verse 4 says, "Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name." As you witness the unfolding of new beginnings, new opportunities, and new blessings, let your heart overflow with thanksgiving and your mouth with praise. My friends, as we face this new month, let us hold fast to the promise that God is doing a new thing in our lives. Let us embrace the new with trust, obedience, and courage, and let us celebrate the unfolding of his perfect plan. Now, to all those within the sound of my voice, let us go to the Lord in prayer. I want you to pray this prayer with me so that you can have all the blessings of this prayer. And remember, you should also listen to this prayer each day of this month to build your faith. It's a daily commitment to seeing God's hand move in every aspect of your life. Let us pray to our gracious and loving God. Heavenly Father, Almighty and everlasting God, the one who created the heavens and the earth, with your spoken word, we stand in awe of your majesty. You are the author of creation and the architect of our destinies. Merciful Father, with a heart full of adoration and thanksgiving, I lift your name high above all else. For you are worthy of all honor and glory. I praise you, Lord, for you are the source of all that is good, and your majesty reigns supreme over all the earth. In the newness of this morning, I give thanks for the gift of life and for the many blessings that you have bestowed upon me and my loved ones. With every sunrise, you remind us of your faithfulness, and we are grateful for the privilege to see the new day. Thank you, Lord, for the peace that you alone can provide. As I come before your holy presence, Lord, I seek your forgiveness for the times I have fallen short of your glory. In your boundless mercy, cleanse me from within. Purify my heart, and let your spirit renew my mind and guide my actions. In this month, I call upon your promise of fresh beginnings. Replace every old pattern of failure, stagnation, or despair in my life with new stories of success, growth, and hope. I ask that you uproot the old foundations of sorrow and plant seeds of joy. Let your Holy Spirit move upon me, breathing life into every dry bone and stirring new purposes within me. Let this month be filled with your blessings and favor. Mighty God, I seek your divine guidance to navigate the challenges of life. Lead me on the new path you have planned for me. Enlighten my paths and direct our steps in this new season. Be my pillar of cloud by day and my pillar of fire by night. Guide me with your wisdom, and let your presence be the compass that leads me to your perfect will. Help me to be attentive to your voice and swift to follow your lead. Jehovah Jireh, my provider, I call upon you to provide for my needs according to your riches in glory. In the name of Jesus, I bind every attack of scarcity or lack, and I claim your abundant provisions. Transform my deserts into fertile lands, my barrenness into springs of joy, and my drought into seasons of harvest. Let the streams of your abundance flow into every need, bringing productivity and fruitfulness. Mighty God, shatter the shackles that bind me and open doors of opportunity and progress. Break the chains of limitation and release me into the freedom of your abundance. Let every obstacle be turned into a stepping stone. In the name of Jesus, may the walls that confine me fall flat. Let this be a season where I step into the fullness of what you have ordained for me. Father, pour out your blessings upon me. Bless my dwelling place, my work, my finances, and my relationships. Bless the work of my hands and cause me to prosper. Let your favor rest upon me and multiply my efforts. Let your blessings overflow, that I may be a beacon of your generosity and love to those around me. Faithful God, I thank you in advance for the new beginnings that await me. I trust in your divine plan and your unwavering love, knowing that your plans for me are good. I thank you for the fresh opportunities, the unexpected blessings, and the uncharted paths that you will reveal. I praise your holy name as your glory shine through every step of my journey. Lord, increase a spirit of gratitude within me, that I may not overlook the daily wonders of your hand. Instill in my heart a constant remembrance of your abundant grace and mercies, guiding me to cherish every blessing in my life, fostering a deep gratitude that transforms my every thought and deed. In every moment, let me acknowledge your goodness, giving thanks in all circumstances, for this is your will for us in Christ Jesus. Mighty Deliverer, I seek deliverance from any force that seeks to bind my spirit and from all that ensnares me. Deliver me from evil and let your peace and joy reign in my life. Release me from the shackles of the past, from every chain of bondage, and lead me into the freedom found in you. May the joy of your salvation be my strength, and may your peace guard my heart and mind. Protect me, Lord, as I walk through this life in my comings and goings. Be my shield and fortress against the arrows and traps of the enemy. Guard me in all my ways with your mighty angels, and let your hedge of protection be around me and my loved ones. In the shelter of your wings, let us find refuge. Surround us with your protection, that we may dwell in safety, and let no evil befall us or our dwellings. Lord, impart to me wisdom and discernment for this season. As I face decisions and crossroads, grant me the clarity to choose paths that align with your divine plan. May my choices reflect your wisdom and lead to life and peace. As I grow and mature in my spiritual walk, Lord, nourish me with the truth of your word. Help me to be firmly rooted and grounded in love, maturing in faith and flourishing in every good work. Lord, as I say this prayer together with everyone listening, I am grateful for every heart that is humbled before you right now. We come in agreement as we pray for each other, knowing that you are in our midst as you promised. We stand united, seeking your face and claiming the promises you have spoken over our lives. We are grateful for the new things you are doing in our lives and for all that you are about to do. We trust in your power to renew, to guide, to provide, and to bless. As we receive your word, let it take root in our hearts, producing a harvest of righteousness and peace. Let your goodness and favor surround us as we journey through this month and this year. We come to you with open hearts, ready to receive the outpouring of your Spirit. In the name of Jesus, we declare that everything is working for us and not against us. Let your healing anointing flow through every part of our being, bringing complete healing and restoration. We claim victory in your name and declare that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Let your will be done in our lives and in the lives of our loved ones as it is in heaven. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forevermore. Thank you for hearing and answering my prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. If you were blessed by this message, type the word Amen in the comment section below. I declare that all the blessings of this prayer are now upon you, in the name of Jesus. You can help us to reach more persons and spread the gospel. You can do this by sharing the video with a friend or family member who you know needs the blessing of this prayer, and by clicking the like button. Also remember to subscribe to the channel for more videos that will bless your heart and uplift your spirit. We appreciate all those who support us. You're blessed to be a blessing. Now, for those who are listening and you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I urge you to receive God's grace with an open and repentant heart. Start where you are. Your past doesn't matter. Jesus came to seek and to save those that are lost. God loves you. It is not God's will that anyone should perish, but for all to come to repentance. Say this simple salvation prayer for yourself. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. Lord Jesus, hear my prayer, I pray. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Amen. Now that you have prayed this prayer, you can ask a pastor to baptize you at a local church and make that decision public. Baptism is a symbol of that decision to follow Jesus. I then encourage you to have fellowship with other believers to learn more about your new life and to get to know more about God. please feel free to leave your prayer request in the comments section so that we can present them before God for your blessings and victory. Also, we invite other believers on the YouTube platform and all over the world to join us and start praying for you right now. And we want you to know that even if you don't see a reply to your prayer request, it doesn't mean that you were not prayed for. Rest assured that we are actively lifting up each request to God that is in accordance with His will. We believe in the power of prayer to bring comfort, healing, and guidance in accordance with God's perfect plan. To God be all the glory. May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
With Robinhood, not only can you trade individual stocks and ETFs, you can also seamlessly buy and sell crypto at low costs. Trade all in one place. Get started now on Robinhood. Trading crypto involves significant risk. Crypto trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Crypto LLC. Robinhood Crypto is licensed to engage in virtual currency business activity by the New York State Department of Financial Services. Crypto held through Robinhood Crypto is not FDIC insured or SIPC protected. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Securities trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC, a registered broker dealer.